Okay, let us get into Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, as we start the fifth Sefer of the Torah. Again, it's always a mixed feeling Shabbos. We have, of course, Parshas Chodesh Av and Shabbos Chazon and everything that entails, especially in this kind of year where we've had so many difficulties and challenges this year, and we're really looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're dreaming of Geula, and we know it's going to happen because we know Hashem promised, V'hay Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz, right? We don't have a doubt that that is on the horizon, but until we get there, there are definitely bumps in the road. But it's also the beginning of the next Sefer of the Torah, which is very exciting. And Parshas Dvarim and Sefer Dvarim, and we talk about the uniqueness of this Sefer. So it's interesting, there are even halachos that are different about Sefer Dvarim than the rest of the Torah, obviously. Chamishe Chumshe Torah, all the Torah is one unit, and if the Torah is missing any letter from anywhere in the Torah, then it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. But we know there's a halacha, just one example of a difference in halacha. We know there's a concept of a hekesh in Gemara, and that is if you have two mitzvahs, two halachas in the same pasuk, so we can compare them through the mechanism, through the tool called a hekesh. Smuchin means if it's two different psukim next to each other. Could we compare two different psukim that are next to each other in the Torah? So that is a machlokas tanaim, but that machlokas is only in Bereishis Shmos Vayikra and Bamidbar. In Dvarim, everybody agrees that you could darshan smuchin. Everybody agrees, and there are many halachas that we learn out from smuchin in the in Sefer Dvarim, right? One of the more famous ones is Malkus. Malkus, all the rules of Malkus. The Gemara has the drasha of Arbam Yakenu Lo Yosef, and that's right next to the mitzvah of giving Malkus by Bezdin is next to the Isser of muzzling an animal, Osachsum Shor Betisho. So we darshan from there that all lavim, all osas says to get Malkus, require dumya de lav de chasim. It has to be similar to the lav of muzzling. So everybody agrees to that. And there are many others that we darshan smuchin in Dvarim. So there is a difference in halacha even, but it's reflected in terms of difference in essence. If you look in source number one, I think we might have quoted this before, but we'll quote it again from the Vilna Gaon. The question was asked by the Dubna Magen. The Dubna Magen and the Vilna Gaon were in Vilna. We mentioned in the end of his life when the Gra was ill, he didn't ask for a doctor. He asked for the Dubna Magen to come to give him Musar. But the Dubna Magen once asked the Gra, source number one, Rabbeinu HaKadosh HaGon HaChassid, what is the difference in essence between the first four books of the Torah and in Dvarim? And the Gra answered that based on a phrase in Chazal describing the difference between the Tochacha of Kisavo and the Tochacha of Bechukosai, and based on that, Mipi Atzmo Umipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gra, Ki Harba Svarim Harishonim, the first four books of the Torah, Hayu Nishmain Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Derech Grono Shel Moshe. When Bnei Yisrael heard the first four books of the Torah, however they were transmitted, right, that's not separate machlokas in Maseches Gittin, whether Moshe Rabbeinu gave the whole Torah, Hashem gave the whole Torah through Moshe, up until Yisro Mishpatim once, and then the whole rest of the Torah later on, or little by little. Right, the Gemara calls Megillah Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. Machlokas and Gittin Daf Samach. But the Gra says here, the first four were given as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking through the pipeline of Moshe Rabbeinu, Derek Rono. Lokain Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim, though, no. Sefer Dvarim was more similar to other nevuos. Hayud Yisrael shomin as divrei ha-sefer hazeh kasher shamu divrei hanaviim. The Bnei Yisrael heard this sefer like they heard other prophets asher achar Moshe, after Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar la-navi hayom, where Hashem said to the Navi one day a nevuah, uliyom machar, and the next day halach ha-navi v'shmiya chazon al Yisrael. The next day the Navi went and told the nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. There was a delay, right? They received it and then they gave it over, right? And that's why by all Nevi'im, they say their Nevu'ah, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medamer bitok ronam. They say their Nevu'ah using their own words, right? And that's why Ein Shnei Nevi'im misnabdim misignon echad. That's how one of the ways that they knew that they were Nevi'ei Sheker in one of the stories in the Navi, because they were saying the exact same words. That's not how Nevu'ah works. Hashem gives you a message, and then later on, you say it over to Klal Yisrael. V'imkein, and that's what Sefer Dvarim was. V'imkein, be'ez hasher diber ha-Navi ala'am, k'var haya netak b'yemenu ha-diber ha-Eloki. When a Navi told over his Nevu'ah, he was not, so to speak, plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. There was a delay, and therefore Sefer Dvarim is more similar to that. Sefer Dvarim Nishmael Yisrael Mebnei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Ba'atzmo. One has to say it's not exactly the same as I just described it, because we know that every word of the Torah, word for word, letter for letter, was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, even though maybe the Gruss says that there was this break, it might not be exactly the same, because it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu did say exactly the words that were given over to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might just not have been what's called Mechubar. It's not at the same time that he was still connected and plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was afterwards. And in that way, it was similar to other nevuos. But again, this is Sefer Dvarim. Different, what's called Mishneh Torah. The Rambam named his Sefer Mishneh Torah, just like the Sefer Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. There are some repeats. There are some new halachas. We discussed in the past how do you put all of that together, the Ramban, the Abarbanel, at the beginning of the Parsha. But this is the Vilna Gaon. The difference between Dvarim, Shechina Mederes Yol Grono, and the rest of the and the Dvarim versus the rest of the Torah. Okay, so we get to the beginning of the Parsha. The Parsha describes many different places. Eile HaDvarim, Asher Diber Moshe al Kol Yisrael. We had a number of places listed in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Masa. We had 42 places, and here we have more places. Eile HaDvarim, Asher Diber Moshe al Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Be'Eber HaYarden, on the east side of the Jordan, because that's all where Moshe went, Bamidbar, right, in the desert, Ba'arava, in the Arava, Mol Suf, Bein Paran, Bein Tofel, V'lavan V'chatzeros, V'dizahav. So Chazal already know that these places don't seem to be places, right? They are really hidden rebuke, hidden tochacha. Hidden tochacha, Moshe Yehuda didn't just scream at them outright, but he gave them tochacha. Rashi quotes, Lo Bamid, the first one, Bamidbar. They were in Eber HaYarden, that one's true. But Bamidbar, they were in all these, you can't be in all these places at once, also. Bamidbar. Lo Bamidbar hayu. Ela ba'arvos mo'av. They were really in Arvos Mo'av. Umahu Bamidbar. What does it mean, Bamidbar, says Rashi? Bishvil mashahich isuhu Bamidbar. It's alluding to when we angered Hashem in the Midbar. Sha'amru mi temu senu. Oh, halavai, we should have died in Egypt. Halavai, we should have died in Egypt. And that's what Uncle says. Al dechavu b'madbara. We sinned in the Midbar. Next, ba'arava. Bishvil ha'arava. Shechatu bebal pa'or. Bishitim ba'arvos moav. Right? That's arava because what we did in Arvos Moav with Baal Pa'or. Mul suf. Amashemru b'yamsuf. Even at Yamsuf. Bivom liyamsuf. Right? As they came to the Yamsuf. Remember, we just got out 6 days ago, but we were already complaining. We were anxious. We were scared. Sha'amr hamibli in kvarim b'mitzrayim. There aren't enough graves in Egypt. V'chim b'nasa mitoch hayam. And even in the yam, based on the pasuk in Tehillim. Bein paron, bein tofel. And again, Rashi says, and this one we'll pick up on. Amr Rav Yochanan, chazarnu al kol ha-mikra. V'lo matzinu makom sheshmo tofel v'lavan. There are no places. The other places, at least, are places. But they're just not there anymore. So we see it's alluding to some type of rebuke. But here, paron bein tofel. No, but it's referring to the man when they complained. Chatzeros, Korach, Dizahav, the Chet, Ha'egel. So all of these are alluding to places that Bnei Yisrael did something, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them Musar at this time. So if you look in Pasuk Gimel, right there, it gives the date. Ba'arba'im Shana, in the 40th year, Bashti Asar Lachodesh Bechal Lachodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu started giving this long speech. So if you look at Rashi, Malameid, Shlochichan ala Samach Lamisa. You know, you learn from here, from this date, that Moshe Rabbeinu only gave them Musar, gave them this whole long Musar, only right before he died. Mimi Lama, and Yaakov, and he learned it from Yaakov Avinu, Shlochichan Hezbanav ala Samach Lamisa, who also waited to give Tochacha to his sons until right before he died, Parshas Vayechi. Amar Reuven Bini, Ani Omer Lecha, Mibnei Malo, Chachticha Kol Hashana Malalu. I'm telling you, why didn't I give you tochacha all these years? Kadesh lo tani cheni v'teilev v'titbach b'esav achi. We discussed that in past years. What? That he didn't want him to go over to the Esav side. He thought, Reuven, beginning for a little Musar, will go over to the Esav side. But that's what the Rashi says. U'mipnei arba dvarim ein mochichen es adam el samach lemisa. For four reasons, a person should not give tochacha to the other person until right before he dies. Why? Number one, kidei shelo yeh mochicha v'chozer mochicha. So you don't have to give rebuke again and again. You don't have to give. You give your rebuke once, and he's not going to listen. He's not going to have to give it again. So you don't have to give it again and again. Once. Number two, Shelo Yechavero Ro'eu Misbayish Bimenu. So his friend doesn't have to see him after the rebuke and be even more embarrassed. Be more embarrassed. You give me the rebuke, and now I see you again. So before a person dies, that's it. Kedisa B'Zifri quotes other examples. Yeshua also learns from Moshe. Shmuel learns from Yeshua and Moshe. David learned from Shmuel and Yeshua and Moshe. This is the message. Asks the Nesivus in his Sefer Nachlas Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, we know, was one of the most prolific writers that we had in our history. His most famous Sefer is the Nesivus, as he is called, the Nesivus HaMishpat, his Sefer on Choshe Mishpat. But he also wrote the Chavos Das on Yeridea, and the Torah's Gittin on Maseches Gittin, and the Beis Yaakov on Maseches Ksubis, and other Svarim, the Maase Nisim Haggadah, and here we have the Nachlas Yaakov on Chumash. Nachlas Yaakov on Chumash says the Nesivus. He quotes this Rashi, and he says, Rashi says, it's good to give Tochacha only Samach Lamisa. Why? There's a mitzvah of Tochacha. Somebody is doing something wrong. Somebody is violating. Ah, I'm going to wait till before I die. Well, what does that mean? There's a mitzvah of tochacha. Why would one wait? V'hu tamua atu aseh ocheach tochiach lo nemar rak al samach lemisa. The mitzvah of ocheach tochiach, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do whenever it comes up. So what does it mean only samach lemisa? V'gam, and also what does Rashi say? Well, at the end, what we just read. The four reasons. Why is it good? So you don't have to be chozer mechicho. Shalei mechicho, chozer mechicho. Tamua. The Gemara says, ocheach tochiach afilu mea pa'amim. Even 100 times. So what are you waiting? You're only supposed to do it once? Why would that be the case? Ulataritz Nira says the Nachlas Yaakov. Says the Nachlas Yaakov the following. What is the purpose really of Tochacha? And there's really a difference between where you're trying to stop a chait that is being violated right now versus giving messages for the future. That's the difference. That's the difference. He says, if somebody is violating right now a chet, then I need to stop them, give tochacha right now, and give it 100 times. Afilo mea pa'amim. But that's not what's going on here. After 40 years, the past 40 years, all of these chatayim that are being discussed, they're all from year 1 and 2. They're all from year 1 and 2. Right? Kimat, most of them. Right, but the Egel and the Meraglim and Korach, everything before Pashas Chukas, right, is all from year 1 and 2. So says the Nachlas Yaakov, when there's a chait being done right now, then you gotta give it right now, and you don't delay. But what if it's not that type of chait? Maybe there was a chait done a long time ago, but since then Shuva had been done. You're supposed to give tochacha right now for the chait that was done already a long time ago. Right, you know what that's called? That's the Isra of Onaz Dvarim. Reminding people of their past sins. They already did tshuva for it. Right, what are you bringing up? Let's read some of his words. Nachlas Yaakov, let's go to line 12. Ulefize ein la mochiach lahazkir lahachote achatam sha'asa, rak lochicha lasso tshuva. If there's no chait right now, the focus has to be just about the future. Right. Right, if somebody already did tshuva, you're not supposed to bring up negatives. Like he quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia, right, don't tell about tshuva. Oh, how did the cheeseburgers taste? Remind me? How did that feel? Ulafiza nire de'en la mochiach lahaskir ha'avona sha'asa kfar. V'imkein yuk shal Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. So if this is true, that if somebody's a Baal Tshuva, then you can't bring up negative or past behaviors. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Lama hiskar achatoim sha'asu ba'midbar ba'arava, a long time ago. V'agam halo kfar asu yisol tshuva. V'niskaper lem, they already did tshuva v'heich hiskiram hefech adin. Moshe Rabbeinu was violating the din. Laskiram ba'avonos sha'avru. Ukmochen kasha Moshe Yaakov Avinu, when he gives Musar to Reuven and to Yehuda, says the Nachlas Yaakov, the Mashal, line 24. Ultaret Zenirali, Diyadua, it is known. To Kemosha Becholi Haguf, Kaasher im Kfar Nechle, Vikam, Adain Rosh Macholi Bo. If a person gets ill, even when he gets better, sometimes there's a there's a roshem, there's a mark, there's a stain of the holy still inside. Shutzarach shmira rabba. Sometimes once you get an illness one time, it's easier for it to happen again. Shmira rabba. Ula hashiro b'chol pam afilu midavar kal. Right, you have to warn him. Ki afilu b'davar kal machzer acholi l'chol. It could come back. It could come back. Rachmana litzlan. Somebody is in remission. Somebody was able to control and root out their cancer. But sometimes there's a remission. Rachmana litzlan. They're in remission, but then it might come back. There might be a relapse. Rachmana litzlan. Because once it happened once, it's always in there. So by certain chataim, even if tshuva was done, it's always in there. V'cheinu b'choli ha-nefesh, sh'akasher ha-tshuva. I might give them much also. If somebody has an addiction, they break their addiction. It's much harder for them if they take even once. Somebody, rachamon al-san, is an alcoholic. Cold turkey, zero. If they have one more drink, that might send them back. Even if, though somebody who never was an alcoholic, one drink is not. So, because once there was a tendency deep down, then one has to be extra careful. V'cheinu b'chol ha-nefesh, says the Nachlas Yaakov, says the Nesivos. So too with spiritual illnesses. Kasher ha-tshuva lo akar achet legamrei. L'hafcho l'schus. I didn't do tshuva be'ava, that it's a total schus. V'adai nechtam avonu l'farno v'yisparach. There's still a stain. V'kivin she'ish bo roshem achet. Still, since there's a stain on me from the previous, adayin bedover kal yochalachzer velachto. Very easily, I could fall back in sin. V'tzorach machma zeh shmira va'ashar maruba. I need extra super shmira. V'yadua shemisha lochata adayin va'oved Hashem yizar b'chol kocho. If somebody never sinned, shein roy lavoy lavol asir b'kiflayim. You don't have to give him as many as haris. Right? Lazir ish alo nimsal of shum shemet. Lazir ish alo yechta b'eishas ish. I go to somebody who'd ever violated and give them tochacha about an eishas ish and chatoi matsumim. That you can't do. But Moshe Rabbeinu, what's he doing here? He's giving them tochacha not for the past, for what they're doing right now, but it's for the future. So there you don't give, you don't want to be mochicha v'chozer mochicho. They're not doing anything right now. Right now, they're not ill. They're not sick with this sin sickness. So you're not going to do it more than once. And you're not going to do it in the middle when there's no specific, significant amount of time to do it. But when there's about to be a major transition, when the mochiach is not going to be around, so then that's going to be different. Right, Kozman line the next column now on top. Kozman shayisi chai vayisi mazir eschem v'shamarti eschem liyosi parnas shalachem. As long as I was here and I was guarding, v'gamulai zchus sheli shemale eschem. Maybe I have some zchuyos Moshe Rabbeinu feels that protects you from chait. Shlo tachzu lachto. Aval achshav shani meis. But now Moshe Rabbeinu says he's dying. V'atam telchu mi parnas l'parnas. You're getting a new leader who's wonderful and amazing, and he's my Talmud. But I don't know how Kodesh Baruch Hu's mishpat works. Sheinini yodeim yezchus v'shmiras aparnas sheli gadol kol kach. I don't know if it's going to be strong enough. Lakach ani mazir odapam. That's why I'm giving you another azhara now. Azhara now. But this tochacha is to recognize that there's still a roshem. There's still, I know you're in remission from the egel and all the other chatoim, but it could easily come back. And that type of tochacha, which is future focused, that's only samach lamisa. Many people leave an ethical will. An ethical will, they want to leave to their children things that they should be careful about. So some of those tochachas aren't things that they say, you know, every day in the life of their kids. And maybe it'll be inappropriate to say in the middle, well, the kids are like, what are you saying? Am I doing something wrong? Like, why are you saying that? But the answer is, but at the end, maybe it's appropriate. V'hinei, line 11. Inyan tochacha zu she'tzorach lahazkir roshem achit u'lahazhiram she'yu nizharim bohem she'lo yachzru lachet v'ada eino nochon lochiach bohem. Right, this type of tochacha to give when they're not involved in the chet, so that's not appropriate. It's only towards the end. Skipping down, v'in tochacha zu ru'u yarak b'shas ha-misa k'she'yetzo mishmiraso miparnas laparnas, when there's a transition going on. So there's two different types of tochacha. Tochacha for a chait, and tochacha for the future, going towards what type of person I want this person to be in the future. Okay. Moving right along, the pasuk says, and this is just a a geographical note. Right, Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them, after they already, you know, conquered Sichon and conquered Og, Be'ever HaYarden, Be'eretz Moav, Hoa Moshe is Be'er HaTorah Zosleimar. Moshe Rabbeinu starts explaining all the Torah. There's an important tziv on that. Not for now. Pasuk Vav. Hashem Elokeinu Dibir Eleinu B'Chorev Leimar. Hashem spoke to us in Chorev. Rav Lachem Sheves Barazah. So the Ramban just has one note. Maybe we could remember this whenever these words come up in the Torah. Right? This is not a Musser message Ramban. This is just a how to understand the Torah. What's Chorev? Right? The Pasuk says here, I spoke to you in Chorev. Hashem spoke to you. Right, Hashem spoke to you. Hashem Elokeinu Dibir Eleinu. Hashem spoke to us in Chorev. Says the Ramban, what's Chorev and what's Sinai? That's the Ramban here. Hashem Elokeinu Dibir Eleinu B'Chorev Leimar. Al Daiti, in my opinion, Chorev Shem Makom Karov Lahar Sinai. Chorev was the name of the area next to a mountain called Sinai. Shesham Yashvi Yisrael Bashana Hahi. That's where Bnei Yisrael were during that year. They weren't on the mountain. They weren't allowed to go on the mountain for momentarily. After Hashem's Shechina left, they could go on Har Sinai. But the area where they were was called Chorev. Ki Amidbar Haya Gadol. Visham Hahar Asher Chamad Elohim. Vishmo Sinai. The mountain of Sinai was in the Midbar of Chorev. V'alkein nikra kol ha-midbar, midbar Sinai. That's why the whole midbar was called Har Sinai. Ki iluhu midbar Har Sinai. It's the midbar where the mountain of Sinai is. V'yomar ha-kasu v'yavo midbar Sinai. They came to the midbar where Sinai was in it. V'yachanu ba-midbar. V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Shechanu ba-midbar b'makom ha-nikra chorev. They stayed in the midbar in the place of called Chorev. V'hu neged ahar, which is next to the har. V'yafshah shegam ha-har, gam ha-midbar yikor Sinai. It could be, says the Ramban, his second view, he says, it could be that the whole Midbar is called Sinai. Kisham ilane hasne rabim, Sinai from the word sne. There were many bushes, like the sne that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Visham samuch lahar makom o'ir moshav sheshmo chorev. Visham amdu. Maybe the whole Midbar was called Sinai, not just the mountain, and then an area near them was called Chorev. V'akasif sha'amar v'yavo al har elokim choreva, sheba al chorev asher sham har ha'elokim v'hasne haya bahar. So that could be, ulefichach asurana v'eresh yasur me'chorev at ha'har. And he says sometimes the words are used interchangeably, but the Ramban says this is what I think. I think Chorev was the name of the area, and Sinai was the name of the mountain. Okay, just to note that. So now we get into a little bit of review of Jewish history. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musar, Biderach Remez in those psukim, and now he continues. Brei nasati lefnechem es ha'aretz pasaches. I have given you the land. Bo urishu es ha'aretz. Go conquer it. Asher nishpa Hashem lavoseichem lavram lisach liyakov. Hashem says. Hashem promises. Go. Laseis lehem lazaram achareim. Vaya omar lechem, and I said to you basically lemar. I said lo ucha levadi seis aschem. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Hashem Elokeichem, hirba eschem. There are so many of you. Finchem ayom kochochwe Hashem larov. You're like the stars. Hashem Elokeichem, Yosef aleichem. Don't think I think you're too many of you. I give you a bracha. Hashem Shemi Mosef, elef pa'amim. V'yivarech ezem kasher diber alechem. But I said to myself, Moshe, this is Moshe's Eicha, right? Moshe, Yirmiyo, and Yeshayo all have an Eicha. Eicha esal levadi, torchachem u'masachem v'rivchem. How could I bear you and carry you alone? With all of your challenges. Havu lachem anashim, please give me men, anashim chachamim unevonim, viduim l'sheftechem. Right, every one of these words is a different description. And Moshe Rabbeinu sets up, as we know, the court system. Pasuk tezvav, v'kachas rashi sheftechem, anashim chachamim, v'atim roshim, sari alafim, sari meo, sari chamishim, all of the officers and judges. So it sets up this whole system. It's interesting, we go through the whole history. There's somebody not mentioned. Right, Pasuk Tezayin, V'atzaveh shoftechem bo'ezahi, Shemo benachichem, Shvatem sedek. All the rules of Mishpat. One second. Ask the Shemen Atov, ask Rabbi Weinberger, here, source 4, Rav Dov Weinberger, from Brooklyn, the young Israel of Williamsburg. He was nifter again a number of years ago. V'atvar mafliyim, this is in Chela Gimel. D'amar Moshe, shebikish me'im nehem, limno sari alavim sari asaros. Moshe says, I asked you, Yisro was the one that gave this advice. Yisro was the one that advised him. Right. Ayin Ramban shehik shekein. The Ramban asked this question. Upiresh shelo ratzo Moshe laskir ledar hazeh haynu ba'i ha'aretz. He didn't want to remind them. Isha kushis lakach de nimlach b'shchina v'yalkein lo hizkir yisro bechlal. Okay, so if you look on the Ramban deals with this question, and he says there was some information that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to share with Klal Yisrael. That's what he says over there. If you want to look in the Ramban, I'm not going to read it now. But the Shemen HaTov has a different answer. V'olai efshar lomar. De be'emes hichnis Moshe kol parshas minuya adayanim shosari alafim betocha tochachos. Really, this is part of the tochacha. Why is it part of the tochacha? Yisro's advice was good advice. It's good advice that Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, so obviously it was good advice. But there was one thing negative that was a result that didn't have to be, but it lent itself. It was a more natural result from the system that Yisro advised and Moshe set up. But what is that? And this is part of the tochacha. Da'idei mashen ismanu ribu yadayonim never lahem akesher Moshe Rabba. Moshe Rabbeinu had, up until the Yisro system, he had a personal specific connection with every Jew. Every time somebody had a din Torah, everybody had a question, they all came to Moshe Rabbeinu. The personal element. And with Moshe, and with Yisro's system, maybe it had to be, maybe it was too hard, but what was there? They lost the personal, some of them at least, lost the personal connection and affection from Moshe Rabbeinu. After mitzad ha-seichel nir bazeh davar pashut, even though it was simple and straightforward, Avol Moshe Hochicham, a part of the Musar is, you accepted it, right? You didn't complain, oh, we want to know you, we want to be connected, we want to be in your shir. We don't want to be in your shir, Moshe. Avol Moshe Hochicham, da'edezeh avdu hanhagaso v'lo nimshu acharav. You lost the personal connection. And if you don't have the personal connection, then already you'll come to me. What did that lead to? V'tikru v'nilai kolchem. You do things that you wouldn't have done. Umizen nitzmach lebasov gam inyan shal vatikrevu elai kolchem nishlacha nashim. They all came. Let's send men. Vahainu degam cheta maraglim. But told Amizep, so nimshcha acharei Moshe. Maybe things would have been different if they all had that direct connection with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? They weren't pulled after Moshe, part of the Meraglim, says the Shemen HaTov. V'lachein after mitzad Yisro kavanasa ritzuyo, mitzad avanasa is eitzah hogenes. It was an appropriate eitzah, and it was accepted by Moshe and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there was one negative. Aval amito shel davar hayah bazeh nefilah b'madregos. Here, he's not mentioning Yisro because he's using this to reflect the negative element. Yisro was l'shem shamayim and it was positive and it could have been positive if Bnei Yisro would have had this system, but still somehow would have searched in ways to be able to still connect to Moshe Rabbeinu personally. They didn't. Aval amito shel davar hayah bazeh nefilah b'madregos. There was a falling. V'lochin lo hizkir es Yisro, and that's why Yisro wasn't once mentioned. U'bazei yishlevar shuv, ma'shekvar bi'arti b'shara chalokim. He says the inyan ha-gimel she'amru eicha, right, the three that said eicha, b'shalvason, b'pachzuson, b'nevlason, right, that the three that said eicha, Moshe, Yishayahu, and Yirmiyahu. Yishayahu lived 150 years before the Churban Abayis. Remember, it was all b'derech nevuah. Yirmiyahu lived b'shas Churban Abayis. So b'shalvason, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Da'idea oso ha'echa shal echa esa levadi. That echa of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he can't do it himself. T'v'naflu b'madregas Moshe. They left Moshe bo lidei pachzusan. Then that led to sin. That was Yishayahu. And then that led to destruction. And that was Nivlasan. V'yef shalomar, dezeo ma'ashe Moshe, hosef Moshe gam, also what Moshe says, gam bi hisanaf Hashem biglalchem. Hashem got angry at me biglalchem. They didn't move on Lechora. The main Meriva was the problem. Was he blaming them? Maybe the whole story wouldn't have happened. If he was closer to Moshe, they wouldn't have needed this. The whole thing is that they weren't connected to Moshe Rabbeinu as much as they should have been. And that was the chait. Okay. Moving right along as we continue in this Parsha. Pinyon is Parsha. Pasuk test. Maybe this is around the same area. So, Va'omar lechem bo'esahi. Right, I said to you at that moment, Lo ucha levadi se'es eschem. Ucha levadi se'es eschem. So the Eish Tamid has a comment on all these psukim. But he's six, so we'll go read it there. Moshe Rabbeinu, source number 5, Omeidu Machiach Es Yisrael. He's giving tochacha al kol advarim shekaru va'asu ba'avar. He's giving Musar on everything that happened. Uma'arich harbe b'tochach tazu. A lot of tochacha. Inyan tochacha mavur mizeh sheyilmadu b'namazim alo tovim sha'asu. Learn from what you did and think about the future. So there's a message about tochacha in general. A lot of the thoughts that we're saying tonight have to do with tochacha. So the Mishnah in the Gemara in Tamid, not the Mishnah, the Gemara in Maseches Tamid, line number 4 quotes, Ezeu chacham. Who is a chacham? So Pirkei Avos has one idea of a chacham. Halo mi kaladam. But in Tamid, haroeh es hanolad. Haroeh es hanolad. If you see what comes out, what's going to be the hashlachot, what's going to be the result? Pirsh Rashi Sham, Rashi in Tamid, haroeh es hanolad, hamevin milibo, masha asid lios, koros sha'asidim lavo in his harmehen. Somebody who understands what's going to happen in the future. He could understand future results based on present events. Im hanolad pirusho, masha asidli hi valed. Vahu b'chachma so achshav, he, with his chachma right now, he could guess the future. Meven asakara shasidim lavo v'alidei ze yuchal yizar mehem, he can understand. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes haroes hanolad, chacham eda barosho. In another phrase, in Hilchos Shalashudis, that he says, when you eat lunch during the winter months, don't eat so much, because then you're not going to have room for Shalosh Shudis, and say, oh, I'm full, I can't eat. Chacham Eina Barosho, Roeh Es Hanolad. Says the Eish Tamid, because if I was writing this phrase, Haroeh Es Hanolad, is that what we should have said? Nolad means what was already born, no? El Shalosh Na Gemara, Kashem Olafize, Kayetzarach Lomar, Ezo Chacham Haroeh Es Ha'asid Lihi Valeid. Right, the future. The Chacham is somebody who sees what didn't happen yet. Ma'u lashon zeh haroes hanolad. Mi lashon zu mashma. Nolad sounds like shekfar nolad hadavar. Sounds like it's already been born, been created. V'ilu davar shekfar nolad ein zukukim l'chachma v'yuchadis b'shul l'rosa. If something's in front of you, you don't have to be such a chacham to see it. Rosa nolad, it's already nolad. It's already nolad. So what's the chachma to see it? Hakal romes hanolad. Hachachma hi l'roses ha'asili hi valid. So what's the phrase of haroeh es hanolad? You don't need a chacham. You don't need to be a chacham to see that nolad. That's clear by itself. V'nira levar bofa niflas explains the Eish Tamid now as follows: Hachacham roeh es hanolad mimaisav umizel lomar laasid liizar lishar mehem. Nolad means no. Nobody knows the future. We don't have neviim today. Nolad means you look at the present. What's already nolad. Through that, you're able to focus on the future. But you have to be able to really analyze and recognize what's already happened, past results, to try to determine future effects. Hachacham roeh es hanolad mimaisav. The Chacham sees what happened already. Umizeh lomar la'asid maven. Only a chacham is open to see that. It's like a horse that's running. Right? So in life we sleepwalk and we don't realize, we don't look around. Right? It could have amazing events that occur to us. Remember a few weeks ago we read Parshas by Midbar, read Parshas Balak, and it says after the whole story, Bilam and Balak, they went back home. After the whole event, they went back home. They weren't roeh es hanolad. It was already nolad what they saw, but they didn't affect them. It didn't shape them, right? Like a horse, right? They get the mushel of the. I think who said it? Rizal Salant or someone said it, that the horses that work for the Chaver Kadisha, the horses that carry the coffins out to the graves. And somebody once said, you know, it's interesting that these horses don't do tshuva. You know, they spend their whole life dealing with death and dealing with, you know, there's going to come a time after 120. And they're still horses. What's the answer? Because they're a horse. Horses are horses. Horses aren't roeh es hanolad. Right? We can't be a horse. We have to be someone who recognizes the present and in that way impact our future. They don't focus on what their actions. Avalachacham mizbonein b'maasav. A chacham thinks about and analyzes his present actions. V'roes hanolad mehem umizel lo made lekach. And then he takes lekach umasik maskanos lihimashich darko basid. And he takes maskanos for the future. V'chein meitiv derachav tamid. And then he's meitiv his der. And that's the kavana of aroes hanolad. And that he says. At the end, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu's tochacha is. V'zui ikar kavanas of Moshe Rabbeinu b'tochachto l'bnei Yisrael. He says, look at what happened already. Look at the present, the past and the present, and then that could have an effect for the future. Kavanas of Moshe Rabbeinu b'tochachto l'bnei Yisrael. She'yir was a nolan mimaseyem, yizbonenu b'hem, v'yachshavu darcheyem lehetivam be'acharisam. Okay. So we continue the parsha, and we go through various halachas of Beis Din, and we go through the Meraglim, again, a number of details here that have to fill into Shlach, and Shlach has to fill into here. Vatirognu b'aleichem atomru. You said, yeah, Hashem hates us, but really, as Rashi quotes, that's projection. Hashem loves you, you just hate him. And the psukim describe the continuation. Chamishi, there's a thought that I said more than a decade ago that I want to come back to. And that is the Klei Yakar on Chamishi. Vayamar Hashem Elai Lemar. Hashem says, after the whole story of the Meraglim, turn around and you're not going into Eretz Yisrael so fast. Rav Lachem Sova Sahara Zeh Penu Lachem Safona. Turn around and go north. Penu Lachem Safona, Rashi, Sovu Lachem Leruach Mizrachis Min Hadarom Litzafon Penecham Litzafon. Right, go from the south to the north. Right, and that's east. Nimsu Hochen es Ruach HaMizrachis. So you're going up the eastern side. The eastern side, Vzoshen Amar, Vayavo, Mimizach Shemesh, Le'eretz Moav. Right, go north. Go north, Pulachem Safona. So the Klei Yakar uses a plan words of Safon and Safun. Safon north, Safun is hidden. Says the Klei Yakar, and we've quoted this Lashon before. Rabim Omrim, source number 7. Ki pasuk ze no cave viyored at tahom. Many people say that this pasuk is giving a deep message for life. V'yesh bo remez l'sha uladoros, and there is a message for this moment, and there is a message for generations. V'inyin sivuv ze, sheyelchu sechar l'karash and sakos lo yikrevu. And this sivuv of go around is giving a message to Klai Yisrael for the generations. Ki yabim rabim l'Yisrael. There'll be many days of the Jewish people. Shehayu nadim v'naim svivo. They'll be traveling. They'll be wandering. V'lo yutan l'Yisrael koach aleihem. Ad midrach kaf ragel. And the nations of the world won't give us place to rest our foot or to buy food and basics. Ad sheyavo mishenemar bo v'amdu ragla b'yamahu al harazei sim. Until the future, when we go back, the end of Zechariah. V'chol zman sheyisrael hochim sechor sechor. So, when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, wonderful, be settled and live your life. But until that time, while you're going sechor sechor, punu lachem tzafona. Tzafona, tzafun, hidden. V'darshu bazeh, im higia shaitel shel Esav, hatzfinu dar atzmachem. Right? If you're in Galus, don't make such a big ruckus, and don't be so showy and gaudy. Hatspinu Safun. Veinat Svan nearly says the Klei Yakar talking in Prague 500 years ago. Shem Yim Soha Isha Yisraeli Begalus. Heichalazeh. If a Jew finds himself in Galus and they find Heichalazeh Zatzlacha Ze'er Sham, he finds a little Hatzlacha. He's successful in his business. Az Yatminu V'Yatspinu Hakol Bifne Esav. Don't be showy and gaudy and build humongous houses and showy houses in front of the Goyim. Ki ein lecha uma shemizkanis b'Yisrael kamo Esav. We're in the Gullus of Esav right now, right? Rome, Esav, and there is no uma that is more jealous of us. Ki ledaitam, because what do they say? Akol gzula b'yadam mehem. Min brachas Yaakov Avinu. Really, Esav should get the brachas. Right, it's all stolen. Shalaka b'chosef shal Esav b'mirma. Right, Parshas Toldos. It all belongs to me. V'chein Yaakov siva laban av lama tisro. Yaakov tells his sons on the way back, don't show. Be gaudy. Pirish Rashi, b'fnei b'nei Yishmael. V'asu ki Esav. Ki lo atem sveim. Ki shneim sovrim shiso gaz l'aslachas Yishmael. V'yaakov gaz l'aslachas Esav adi ishtavus. They both. You're a bunch of ganavim. Right? We want the Abraham blessings. Al kein tziva davka al Esav. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Pnu lachem tzafona, shliyus kanal b'hem." And says the Klal Yikar, it's the opposite of what many Jews do, what many of us do today. V'zehefach mimash Yisrael osim b'doras halalu, partos aveyam. It's the opposite of what we do, the Klal Yikar, in Prague, in the 1500s. Say, it's the opposite of what Jews are doing nowadays. Ki mi sheyesh lo mana, if anybody has 100 umares atzmo, then he shows, b'malbushe kavod, he wears glorified clothing, ubatim svunim echashubim, he builds huge houses, kilo aylo kam alafim, he has 100, he builds houses that as if he has thousands, umegarim ha'umos ba'atzmam, and we instigate problems, v'overmal mashenem ha'punu lachem safona, and we violate this tzivui of Moshe Rabbeinu, be hidden in galus, punu lachem safona, uminag zehu barabas b'nei amenu, this is very prevalent. This is the cause of so much trouble that we have. Amaskilim yavinu likach musar. And those who are smart will take musar and listen to my words. That's Pnu lachem tzafona. Again, there are many reasons for the goyim hating us throughout history. We're on top of the world. We're on the bottom of the world. We're this. We're that. But this is one of the ways. You know, the more we are showy and they look at us and are jealous of the hatzlacha of the Jews, says the Klal Yikar, that could cause problems itself. Okay. A thought related, one or two thoughts, we'll see what we have time related to this time of year, but it's based on the Pasuk in the Parsha. Based on the Pasuk in the Parsha. Where the Pasuk says, right before the one we just read, Vatashuva Vatifku Lefnei Hashem, you cried. You cried after the Meraglim. After the Meraglim, you cried in front of Hashem, V'lo Hashama Hashem B'kolchem, Hashem did not listen to your words, V'lo hezin aleichem, he did not listen to you. Rashi, kavayachol asita midas rachamav kiilu achzari. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. And this is a hemshach of the Meraglim, right? They want to go up, and Hashem says, no, the mafilim. So this is all a hemshach of the Meraglim, and we know the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. So this pasuk is already the beginning, right? Where Hashem did not listen to us once we violated, and we sin with the Meraglim, lo shama Hashem mekolchem lo hezin aleichem. He didn't do this. If you look in the Berachas Yitzchak, Rabbi Ganak, quoting also from Rav Salvechik, right, in Eicha, we say on line 3, Gam ki ezak va'ashatheya sasum tfilasi. Even when I call to you, my tfila is closed off. Tisha B'Av is a day that we remember of sasum tfilasi, that our tfilas were not answered. At the time of the Churban, Hashem did not listen. Wasn't interested in our karbanos. Wasn't interested in our tefillos. Maybe because our tefillos weren't heartfelt and true. But it's a day of sasum tefillasi. That's why the minhag in shuls is to put the parochas to the side, because the parochas symbolizes the gateway to shamayim, and it was closed. V'shamati, and he quotes what he heard from Rav Salvechik. Shezeu atam shenomrim tiskabel. B'kadosh Tisha B'Av, right after the Ma'ariv and the Shachris, you don't see Tiskabel. You don't see Tiskabel by after Eicha, and in the morning. Because Tiskabel, we say Tiskabel after every Amida. Every Amida gets a Tiskabel, and also Slichos gets a Tiskabel. But Tiskabel, except my Tefillah. We don't say that on Tisha B'Av. B'shem Shabbat Tisha B'Av, Nemar B'Kasuv, She'ein Tefillaseinu Mekubelos. Dechsiv, Sasum Tefillasi. The Pasuk in Eicha. V'lachein Zeu Dinak Davka B'Tisha B'Av. That's why it's only Tisha B'Av. Ve'eino nogeh le'beis avol ba'alma. Bo yishlomer tiskabel. Every beis avol says tiskabel. It's just Tisha B'Av, because it was a national closing of the gates. And then ba'amar od, and Rav Salvechik also said that he thinks that's why you don't say ni'ila. Ni'ila on Tisha B'Av. Right? Ni'ila is a hosavas fila. Maybe you should say on Tisha B'Av too, just like Yom Kippur. Ze'odav she'eino mispan filas ni'ila. Why? Even though it's a tiny sibur. Because Tisha B'Av is a day of sasum tfilasi. We're not going to be mosif. Kinos are not tfilos. It's different. The Tisha B'Av ain't kiyumo ide za'aka v'tfila yaseira. The kiyum of Tisha B'Av is not through crying an extra prayer. Kishar ta'anios. The tfila v'za'aka have me etzem kiyum atainus. Right? The etzem atainus is extra tfila and za'aka. The B'Tisha B'Av ninalu shari tfila. On Tisha B'Av the gates were closed. Sasum tfila si, and tfila is tfila yaseira. We don't do it. We don't do it. The Rav Salvechik says, I think this other halacha also. Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf and Tetz. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av. Ain't no Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, ain't no Flav Paneim. Why? So the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Tachnun because Ikri Moed. It's a Yantif, and it's going to we say it's going to turn into a yantav, it has that potential, and that's why we don't say. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, he thought there's no tachnun because of this idea. Tachnun is a hosafa, a ribui tefila. It's an extension of the Shmona Esrei, and therefore, we don't say it, as if it's a sasum tefilasi. And the Rabbi Gedak says, there's an afkamina between if the reason you don't say tachnun and Tisha B'Av is because of moed or because of sasum tefilasi, what about Erev Tisha B'Av? Arminag is not to say it Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, you only don't say it because it's a moed. Erev a moed, you also don't say it. If the only reason that we don't say tachnun on Tisha B'Av is because sasum tefilasi, so then, l'chora, we would say it on Erev Tisha B'Av. That is all point number one. But then if you turn the page, Rabbi Ganak continues relating to the other idea. Dehine, how the Tisha B'Av nikra moed? What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is a moed? Mishum, a moed means a time that Hashem does something special for us and we feel His presence. Says Rav Soloveitchik, says Rabbi Ganak, that's Tisha B'Av too. It's not events that we wanted, that we wished, but we feel His presence because of those events. Mishum Dekivan Tuchbu Batsara, as we know, the five tragedies that happened on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, two of them are the Batei Mikdash, and Tosfos there and Tainus discusses, Huchbulu, right, that's something different. It's not just five separate ones. The same event happened twice, which makes it even more intense. Says the, here, the Birchas Yitzchak, HaMabara Nachonu, to Hagufa Shuchbulu Batsara's Mare, the fact that the same event happened, shows that it's not happenstance. The fact that it happened again shows that the covenant has not been broken. If the covenant was broken, then one Beis HaMikdash done, finished. The fact that it happened again means Hashem is still talking to us. Ela Adaraba, Zesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu manish osanu pam achar pam, that He continues to punish us, but oso yom, on the same day, mare, shabris kayemes vayachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bimkomo omeid, that the bris is bimkomo. But it's just like a parent. Kasher yaser ishas b'no, Hashem lakecha miyasrecha. Like a parent is miyaser a child, so to Hashem. V'lachein, that's why we say nachem on Tisha B'Av. And the Shabbos is called Shabbos nachamu. Ki etzem hatzaris maras al yisod al gu'ula v'yeshua v'nachama. The fact that Hashem is still reaching out, relating to us, against us, shows that He's still there. Shows that He's still there. And then He quotes the Beis HaLevi. Based on the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about there was a king that had people do pantomime in front of him. And there was a tztuki that was doing pantomime in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So the tztuki, the Gemara there discusses that a tztuki turned around. And the king asked Rabbi Yeshua Chananya knew, what did that mean? So Rabbi Yeshua Chananya says, oh, the tztuki is showing that Hashem has turned His back on us. And tztuki says, you're right. So, okay, now Rabbi Shuvah Hanani's turn. So, what does he do? He sticks his hand out. And the Stuki couldn't figure out what that meant. And that's why the king got upset at the Stuki. But what did Rabbi Shuvah Hanani explain? What does it mean? Od yado natuya aleinu. His hand is still outstretched on us. Still outstretched. And the Marsha there asks, that's about Peronis. What do you mean? Od yado natuya aleinu? That's about Peronis, that he's still angry at us. And the answer is because if he's still dealing with us, that means there's still a relationship. And he quotes even a halach in Choshen Mishpat, that there's a difference between being mafkir something and leaving it in the street versus throwing something to break in the street. Leaving something in the street, that's hefker midas, that's hefker. Throwing something, what if I throw something into the street and somebody breaks it before it hits the ground? They're going to be chayiv, it's still mine. When I threw it into the street, there's still, because I consciously threw it into the street. That's not just leaving it there being mafkirit. There's a difference between the two. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still, He wasn't mafkir us. There's still tzaras that are happening to Klal Yisrael, and we believe it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes, ultimately in some hidden way, right? Meitzitz menacharakim. So we know od yado natuya. Rak ze haya at the end. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalcha meretz Yisrael v'lo ichbas lei. If Hashem was mafker us, He sent them into Golus, and the Jews were forgotten about. Mima sheyazo akastem bahem. Feishav lor, Rishu ben Chananya, Chanina, no. Od yado natuya aleinu. Tesholcham l'sham bekavana miyuchedes. He sent us out with a special kavana. We're going to be sovel yisurim. It's like throwing the kli that still is going to be there and going to affect us, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us. We're still getting the parent hitting us, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Meheri Yameinu. Next week, I'll be traveling back to Israel, so there won't be a Shir, and it's Tisha B'Av. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Parshas Ekev the following week, Be'ez Hashem.